This is VOA News. Krista Melton. Gunmen opened fire tonight at six locations in Austria's capital, Vienna, killing at least one person and injuring 15 others in what Chancellor Sebastian Kurz described as a, quote, repulsive terrorist attack. Kurz told Austrian broadcaster ORF that several gunmen were still on the loose. Police have cordoned off a large area of central Vienna and are engaged in a manhunt for the shooters. Police said on Twitter Monday evening that residents of Vienna should keep away from all public places or public transport. Police said that in addition to one bystander being killed, one of the attackers has been shot dead by police, and a police officer is among the injured. The attack took place shortly after 8 p.m. Monday. It came hours before a partial lockdown was due to go into effect due to the rising number of coronavirus cases in the country. Kurz said, "We are victims of a despicable terror attack in the federal capital that is still ongoing." He said the attackers had prepared professionally and were very well equipped with automatic weapons. Speaking to ORF, Austria's interior minister said that all six locations that were attacked were near a central city street that houses Vienna's main synagogue. He said the army has been tasked with protecting key sites in the capital so the police can focus on pursuing the gunmen. President Emmanuel Macron of France, which has faced several recent attacks blamed on Muslim extremists, tweeted that the French, quote, share the shock and grief of the Austrian people hit by an attack tonight. You can find updates on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. We've also got an app that you can download. It's easy to use. You're listening to VOA News. On his final day of campaigning before tomorrow's election, U.S. President Donald Trump declared that in his second term, quote, we will drain the Washington swamp and we will save the American dream. That's the end of the quote. Speaking in the battleground state of North Carolina, the president promised an economic recovery amid the coronavirus pandemic. He promised to mass distribute a COVID-19 vaccine within a few weeks. The Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden, said today in Cleveland, Ohio, that the first step to beating the virus is beating Donald Trump. With COVID-19 cases spiking in battleground states recently, the pandemic has overshadowed many other campaign issues. Battleground states are populous states where the majority of opinion, and thus the state's electoral college votes, could decide the final outcome of the election. The candidates have been focused on those states in the final days of campaigning. The coronavirus has killed at least 231,000 people in the United States and infected more than 9.2 million in the United States. That's the most of any country in the world, according to Johns Hopkins University. National polls show Biden, the former vice president, with about an 8-point lead over Trump, but the race is significantly tighter in those battleground or swing states that will likely decide the victor. Social media giant Twitter said Monday it will put warning labels on tweets from U.S. election candidates that claim victory ahead of official results. In a blog post Monday, the company said an election win must be, quote, authoritatively called, unquote, before tweets without warning labels will be allowed by candidates or campaigns. To determine election results, Twitter said it would require an announcement from state elections officials or, quote, a public projection from at least two national news outlets. Tuesday's U.S. election has a record number of early votes, which election officials say could slow down the vote count in some states. Because of this, it is possible that the winner of the presidential race will not be clear on election night. In addition, Twitter said any tweets meant to incite interference with the election process or with the implementation of election results, including violent action, will be removed from its feed. The most powerful typhoon of the year so far killed at least 20 people in the Philippines Sunday, but spared many more because of preparedness and a weakening of the storm earlier than expected. Typhoon Goni made landfall as a super typhoon Sunday with sustained winds up to 225 kilometers per hour. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, and from Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News.